Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Do rural counties feel like they're being disproportionately left out of vaccine allocation as we go through this process?
Yes, we do. We've been seeing that throughout the entire pandemic in regards to the testing and now vaccine. Everything has gotten to us in a very slow fashion.
And what are you telling constituents and, just people who kind of live in these rural areas? We hear a lot about how there are health deserts in bigger cities. We don't hear as much from public officials about health deserts in the rural areas. Talk about that and the issue in combating it.
Well, Genesee and Orleans counties are both considered... I'm just trying to think of the terminology for it. We have limited medical care. If you look at the county health rankings and reports from 2020, there were 13,660 people to one primary care provider. The services that we have in our counties are extremely limited, and that's just for Orleans County. Genesee County is a little bit better. It's a little bit bigger county, but they still have a poor proportion of providers to patients, and so it makes it very difficult for our residents to get quality care. They have to be able to travel. We're central to Western New York, so they can either go to Erie County or Monroe County for providers. And that makes it very challenging, especially for people with limited transportation.
And also with counties really prioritizing their own residents, that's got to be difficult in terms of getting people vaccinated in Genesee and Orleans counties.
Well, yes. I mean, we have not been able to designate that it is only for county residents. The way the state has set up the vaccine clinics is we couldn't turn anybody away that did not live in our counties. And so trying to deal with the large proportion of priority groups that we have and not getting enough vaccine makes it extremely challenging for our folks.
And how many vaccine doses do you get per week from the federal government, or from the state, I should say?
It depends. Sometimes it's 100. That's for the local health department. I'm not talking about the entire county, because each county also gets some allocations for the health systems and pharmacists and primary care providers. But sometimes it's been 100, sometimes it's been 200 a week. So it depends on what those allocations are, and it's a week-to-week basis.
So just to clarify, you're saying the Orleans Health Department gets about 1 to 200 doses per week, just depending on the week?
Yes. It looks like it's coming up a little bit more, that we're looking at 200 to 300. But, again, it is on a week-to-week basis, and it has not been completely consistent that we're getting the same amount each week.
Now, the big question here is, do you feel that it's unfair? Because obviously the state's going to allocate resources to where a majority of people live, and when you have over half the state living in just a couple county area, New York City area, and then another large portion of the state living in Erie County, it's difficult to send resources. Do you feel like the allocation is unfairly proportioned for rural counties?
I would say yes. I would say yes. We have, anytime they're looking at getting large numbers vaccinated or providing services for them, they always go to the cities, and the rural counties are forgotten. And when you're looking at the pandemic, it makes it very difficult for people that actually want the vaccine to be able to access it without either having to travel long distances or having to wait, and they continue to put their health at risk because there's a vaccine out there for them and they're not able to access it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.